It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour.
Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Yeah, really? Those are really my pronouns. And Rob's been with me in, when I was in pronoun mode before, at lunch.
Plenty of times.
Yeah, bring this down just a little. Normally we tell people bring it up.
My voice usually carries so much that it can be up here, way down there,
to the right, and it still would carry. Is that your broadcasting voice?
Typically, yes.
The former voice of sports at KYMA.
And weather, too, actually.
Did I get the call letters right?
Yes, you did.
It's a television station in Yuma. It used to be owned by Sunbelt Broadcasting.
It was, and it changed ownership a number of years ago, and Blackhawk bought it, and someone else probably bought it at this point.
Clear Channel. They bought everything.
Yes.
So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Tuesday, February 20th. This is what happens when you eat peanuts before a show. 2024, yeah, never try that at home, okay? Never go live at home after you eat peanuts in the morning.
I think I did something similar. I think it was like Cracklin or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like mixed, you know, kind of a, what do you call it? I'm losing it this morning, but...
You're having a bad Jeopardy day?
I guess I'm having a bad Jeopardy, yes. when you're eating, like, dry cereal or something before you get on air...
Oh, yeah.
I've done that once, and I just about lost it. I was like, the forecast today!
Chocolate's the worst.
You know, that hasn't affected me, but I've not really...
It makes your mouth water. You just get all slobbery, and it's nasty. And anyway, Rob Fram is here. He's the Family and Community Engagement Specialist for the Western Arizona Council of Governments, affectionately known as WACOG. And Rob is the Head Start Specialist.
I guess you can say that for this format, absolutely. So awesome. I'm very proud to represent WACOG Head Start, and it's a pleasure being with you here on this very beautiful February morning.
Yeah, what was it like driving up from Yuma?
It was a beautiful drive, actually. Yes, the weather was great, and I think there may be a chance of rain in some parts of northwest Arizona here in the next 24 to 48 hours. Not that you want a weather forecast from me.
It's supposed to be during the overnight, so if your garage kept your vehicle anyway, like myself, you'll be fine. So anyway, yeah, supposed to be during the overnight, probably tapering off about 6 a.m.-ish. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning, so I'll have a nice evening shower, open the windows, and listen to the rain, and get a deep sleep that way anyway, right?
That works,
so
absolutely.
We haven't talked, I don't think, maybe we did over the phone, but I don't think we've talked Super Bowl since the game.
We really haven't, no.
What did you think of the overtime call or the lack of preparation by the Niners?
I would say that's all on the coaching staff.
Yeah,
they
got to
have those guys prepared. Kansas City had said that they were prepared even before the season about what they need to do if they ever get into that situation.
Right.
So it's the coaching staff's responsibility to make sure the players are all up to speed. And when you have 49er players saying after the Super Bowl that they didn't know the rules, then that just kind of looks bad on the coaching staff and really the organization.
I was going to say the rules committee doesn't meet right before the Super Bowl. That had to have been a rule in the off season. So, I mean, Nick Sirianni had the Eagles ready, apparently, according to Jason Kelsey. So, on his podcast. Yeah, it's definitely on Coach Shanahan. I could not root for the Niners at all. Now, I'm a former Raider fan, so it's tough to root for Kansas City, but I like Mahomes and the new team. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't the Neil Smith Kansas City Chiefs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I didn't have a hard time rooting for the Chiefs at all, but I'm a Cardinals fan, just like you are.
See, for me, yes, exactly. I was just thinking that myself. Being a Cardinals fan, because the Niners are in there, a division rival, that doesn't really make it something I want to watch.
Sure.
And Kansas City, they have been dominant. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has either been to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship each of the last 5 years.
Right.
So, in that respect, I'd like to see some new blood from the other side. But at the same time, he's a phenomenal player, and he may go down as the greatest quarterback of all time.
With
all due respect to Tom Brady.
Maybe. You know, and we were talking around the office about Mahomes, and coming from Texas A&M, I don't remember him getting the notoriety of a Johnny Football or Johnny Manziel, for example. He just kind of sailed under the radar, and then all of a sudden, there's Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely. I think it's Texas Tech.
Or Texas Tech,
school.
You're right.
Yes.
I thought
so
it wasn't
like he went to Alabama.
It was the Red Raiders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or Georgia or Ohio State.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Know, that absolutely makes sense.
Flew under the radar. And, you know, Kyler Murray had more accolades than Patrick Mahomes coming out of college. So, I mean, we all knew who Kyler Murray was coming out of college. It was almost like Caleb Williams, right, from USC.
Right.
So, which, in my opinion, between me and you and the audience right now, I think he's one of the most overrated number one picks there's ever been at quarterback.
Okay.
And I have a reason for that. Watch the ASU game. They had his number. A defense like ASU, right? 4 or 5 games into the season. They had plenty of time to look at him. Caleb Williams was getting mauled by that defense. Seriously getting mauled. So I don't know. I think once you get his number, he's not a hard quarterback to contain.
But then you watch the U of A game and he actually.
Right.
Carried the team on his back in that game too, but he wasn't. I agree with you. He wasn't consistent. Play.
He's not. I think he's gonna be. I think he's gonna be a project. He might pan out. He might not. But I don't think he's the number one pick everybody thinks he is. So.
Right.
Anyway, let's get to talking about brother Jim gave me a flyer, and I promised him I'd get it on for Sonny. It's the 3rd annual Havasu Art Trail Artist and Studio Tour that's coming up this Saturday and Sunday. It's actually pretty cool. They changed the format during COVID. And it's going to, you get a map, and the map is available now at HavasuArtTrail.com. HavasuArtTrail.com. It's free to the public, and there's over 60 artists at 25 or more locations around Lake Havasu City. So you get this map, and you go to these different places. It's like going to, like getting a garage sale map, but you're going to look for art, original art, that you can buy. And it's all for the Havasu Art Guild. So anyway, HavasuArtTrail.com, and download your map and then go check it out this Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. So actually pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Right. All right, so let's see. We'll get off the sports kick here for a minute.
Okay.
I'll do a little sports schedule here coming up. But Rob is a Head Start specialist for WACOG, the Western Arizona Council of Governments. And right now it's still all about enrollment, right?
It is. And we're all obviously looking towards next year. We're starting to get focused on that because we're already in February and the semester comes to an end in the month of May. So we got 3 more months roughly before that comes to an end. We can, of course, we do continue our enrollment through the rest of the school year, but we're right now at this point starting to look ahead. So we are putting together our actual application for the next school year, and that should be out hopefully within the next month or so and available to the public to fill out, whether that be in person or whether that be online. So there's a couple ways, again, that you can go about doing that. So you can go to WACOG.com and go to Head Start and go to our application section, and you should be able to fill out the online application. Or here's another option for you. If you have if you happen to just be passing one of our centers, because we got a couple in Lake Havasu, we got Lake Havasu Pima, we got Havasupai over in the campus of Havasupai Elementary School, and if you see one of our banners, and you should see a QR code, just get your phone up to that, and then once you get that QR code scanned, bam, you get an automatic online application on your phone. You can fill it out that way, and so that's a relatively new feature. We've had that really over the course of the last several months, so that's an easy way to fill out an application. And once you do that, and once we make sure that – actually, you got to make sure you pick the center of your choice, and once you do that, the center manager or the family development advocate will reach out to you and get the process going from there.
Very cool. When does that school year start for WACOG Head Start?
We don't have a definitive time frame yet on when that's going to start next semester. We know that it will be August. Typically, it's mid-August. And so we're looking toward that time frame as the start of the school year. We pretty much are in conjunction with the school district. So in this case, here in Lake Havasu, the Lake Havasu
Unified
School District, mm-hmm. we go along their schedule. And we would go along the schedules of the other school districts within Western Arizona as well, in particular Mojave County. So we're talking Kingman, Bullhead City as well.
Yeah, you'd have it used to be Bullhead City Elementary School District. Now it's just BCSD. Mm-hmm. Bullhead City School District. And then you have KUSD, which is Kingman Unified School District. So, but you guys are in those areas as well?
Yes, we are. We are definitely in those areas. We have a number of centers just in the city of Kingman alone. We have one in Golden Valley also, so we serve that community. Bullhead wow. City, as I mentioned. Mojave Valley has a Head Start center as well. And between Bullhead City and Mojave Valley, those centers are roughly 30 minutes apart driving distance-wise. And so there's a couple options for those communities there as well. Like I mentioned before, here in Lake Havasu, we have two Head Start centers as well. So we're definitely excited as we continue to get to the end of the school year, but obviously preparing for the next one.
What kids qualify for Head Start? What's the age group, income level? How does this work?
Okay, we'll start with the age group. As far as Head Start is concerned, because we also have early Head Start, but that doesn't apply to Lake Havasu as a whole. It applies to other areas, but Head Start would be ages 3 to 5.
Okay.
Early Head Start would be anywhere from about 1 year old up to the age of 3.
No kidding.
And so from that standpoint, that's the age qualifier. Now, we get to income. It gets a little bit more sophisticated. What we want to do, what we're all about, is reaching the families that are at risk the most at-risk families. And so we look at the poverty level. If they're well below the poverty level, the chances of them getting in are much, much greater. If they're at poverty level, the chances are great as well. But then when you're above poverty level, that's where it gets a little bit less in the point total, because we have a point spectrum of what, we look at when a family applies. Where are they at in the income bracket? Okay, so if let's just say that both parents are not employed and say they're on some kind of public assistance, that could be SNAP, that can be a supplemental security income, that could be a temporary TANF, the temporary assistance for needy families, those kind of things. If they can document that they have either of those, then they would get points for having public assistance and would not have to qualify or would not have to provide any additional financial documentation. If they don't have those things, we would want some kind of official documentation, whether it's, tax forms like the 1040, the
sure.
W-2. And if they write their own 1040, they're going to need a supporting tax document to verify, because you and I can fill out a 1040 on our own and say, okay, I make this much.
I should hope so.
yes.
right.
But you need some verification. So we want to make sure, again, the heart of all
so
of
So you
it,
want to see a W-2? Is that what we're talking about?
That
or
could
1099?
That could be something we can look at as well.
Okay.
Again, as long as that documentation can let us know where the family is at financially.
Oh, I got you.
Because again, we want to help the families that are most in need.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have up to 10% of our overall enrollment being families that have over income. But again, that's as high as it goes. And our Head Start director, Deb Schlauman, would be the one that would determine if anybody gets in or who gets in from the over income bracket. So essentially, you're going after the families that are at need.
Just to simplify it, a pay stub would probably work, too.
Pay stubs would, and we'd want up to, I would say, 6 to 12 months worth of pay stubs.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
So there's a couple options that a family can go with when they provide their financial information for us. It could either be, number one, up to the month before, and, you know, starting right before they applied. Up to a year before they applied, we'd want their financial information.
Yeah, right.
Or they can go from the previous tax year. Whichever it is, it has to most accurately reflect where they're at now.
It's not that you're trying to be difficult, as WACOG goes. It's a verification process, I believe, because of grant money or state money or both,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are federally funded, and I just want to remind the viewers, or I want to say viewers, like they can watch us.
You're not in television anymore.
Exactly. I'm in my television mode right now. But the listeners at home, we just want to remind you that you actually I lost my train of thought with that, actually. But we want to remind you that as far as getting into our programs concerned, you know, I completely lost my train of thought.
We were talking about funding, WACOG funding, and that's why the
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Keep me on track.
I do it all the time.
There we go.
It's called buffering.
Yeah. I went off the rails. You got me right back on.
No worries.
But, you know, the point is that we want to let you know that we are federally funded. We do not accept any payment, and it's been offered before. People have offered us in the past, like, hey, we'll give you a little extra money. I just want to get my kid in. We do not do that. That's totally against our policies and procedures. This is an absolutely free service for anybody who qualifies. So if anybody tries to bribe us, you know, we just want to let you know right off the bat, it ain't happening.
You're not going to jail, but it ain't going to happen.
Right. Exactly.
<you.
laughs> Exactly. So it's a free service. And again, we're federally funded, and it's just one of those things where, you know, we've had story after story of people that have gone through our program that have benefited greatly and have become productive members of society. And this is what we all really are all about as WACOG as a whole, is strengthening the community. You know, taking those that are at risk and getting them in a place where they become self-sufficient, where they become successful in life. And really, Head Start is just a vehicle for that with families, with young children.
Well, I can see that you're very passionate about the mission, and especially when it comes to Head Start. And, it's something that you really like to talk about. So.
Absolutely. Anytime,
right.
Any day.
Right. All right. I didn't get your music choice from you before the show, so I'm going to go into Conjunction Junction. You remember Schoolhouse Rock?
I do.
That's a perfect fit.
Awesome.
For Head Start.
Yes.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Plus, you used in conjunction with at one point in the interview. So
I might have done that three times, actually.
Back with more in a moment. We got plenty to talk about with Rob Fram. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. I got to give a shout out to one of our listeners. Speaking of making it talk radio, listener Jack. We haven't heard from him in a while, and I found out why. Have you ever been on a group text with like 19 people?
Yes.
Well, listener Jack put me on a group text with like 18 other people. And I was getting text after text after text. I was like, I looked at my phone and I was like, 14 texts? What the heck's going on? Anyway, Jack had, and I got his permission to say this, he had double bypass surgery. So I just wanted to give him our best wishes from Radio Central. He's a valued listener. And we miss you calling in, Jack. So we'll talk to you when you get better. All right? Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out. We'll continue.
And phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk.
I love that line. Can't say baby where I'll be in a year, right? My favorite line, you might not even know what it means. You can't catch me because the rabbit done died.
I, for whatever reason, am thinking of The Matrix, but the rabbit didn't die in The Matrix.
Back in the day, there was something called a rabbit test. when women thought they were pregnant, they went to the doctor, and the doctor did what was called a rabbit test. And it involved urine and injection, and if the rabbit died, then you were pregnant. The one with, yeah, that was called the rabbit test, I swear to God.
Wow.
And Woody Allen did a movie called Rabbit Test, so.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, that was, that's how old that, that, I mean, we're talking 40s, 50s, 60s, you know.
Feel bad for the rabbits.
That's why they had Clear Blue Easy now, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called, folks. It's a little before, let's just say I'm a little old for that. Right? As far as the dating pool goes. All right, Speak Out brought to you. I mean, I'm dating myself here, Rob. And probably turning five shades of red.
No, I've dated myself a number of times in terms of saying something and people scratching their heads. What are you talking about?
Did you pay or did the other guy pay? You dated yourself? Get it? Never mind.
No.
Dad joke.
Yeah.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Meow. And Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, will be on tomorrow's show along with Bobby, of course, from Remax by the Lake. And both guys are part of the Real Estate Power Hour, and that's on tomorrow's show. And they're both confirmed, Bobby Lewis and Chad Hansen. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Patio Paradise by Just Meats, all the cuts all the time, a locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years, 1 year older than the London Bridge, and just slightly older than Rob Fram, right? 53? Way older than you, right?
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
You don't have enough gray in your beard to even be 50. So, all right, and ask about Salmon Superior Maintenance Plan. Boy, I'm really butchering these, speaking of Just Meats. And by Blonzi Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius and all-veggie sandwich. And don't forget, we stream live in our show archives. Rob loves our archives, by the way, at KNTRtalk.com. I don't know if you want to listen back to this one or not. It was pretty educational, though.
I think so, yeah. No, I love going through those archives.
Pardon
absolutely.
I said it was educational. So
a lot of great stuff in there.
Pardon the pun, because we're talking about Head Start with Rob Fram. He is a family and community engagement specialist with WACOG. It stands for Western Arizona Council of Governments. Our city manager, Jess Knudsen, likes to throw a flag on acronyms. If we don't qualify the acronym, he comes in and lets me know, and I get penalized. You know, I don't know what different things he penalizes me for, but anyway, yeah, that's Western Arizona Council of Governments. I forgot to mention, too, we have Havasu Regional Orchestra LHRO Big Band tickets and ensembles. That's this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Lake Havasu High School. Adults are $10. Kids and students are free. And Cindy and Jerry Aldridge will be singing with the big band ensemble from the Havasu Regional Orchestra. So that'll be pretty cool. They have new singers, Cindy and Jerry Aldridge, very well known here in the Lake Havasu area. So let's talk about employment opportunities. We've talked about these before with teachers. Are you still looking for teachers?
We are still on the hunt for teachers. Yes, teachers are always in need. That is something that has become a reality in recent years, not just with Head Start, not just with the Lake Havasu Unified School District, but school districts across the country are in need of teachers and are on the lookout for teachers. And so that has not changed with us as well. So we do have teaching positions open. However, in this case, and I might have mentioned this before, but there's also part-time option for you. If you can't work for whatever reason full-time, if part-time is more your speed, then give us a call or look us up, because we would be happy to necessitate that. We have opportunities for, you know, that part-time option here in the Lake Havasu area. If you're into the full-time option, we can go that route as well. So a full day for a teacher is roughly 7:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. If the teacher can do a half day, it would be 7:30 to about 11:30, maybe noon.
Nice.
Somewhere around there. So if there's anyone who's maybe semi-retired, because we do have a very strong retirement community here in Lake Havasu alone, in other areas of Mojave County as well, this could be something that you could kind of sink your teeth into a little bit, earn a little bit of extra income, and give back. It's a win-win situation for you, and it's a win-win situation for us as well as the kids that we serve.
So what's the age group that you would be teaching again?
The age group would be 3 to 5. So if you got high energy, if you got...
if you have patience.
If you have a little bit of patience as well and a caring heart, because we definitely want people that care about the kids, and, you know, because that their welfare is number one. Their safety is number one. So, you know, we put those things on the top of the spectrum, and we want people that have the heart to take care of the kids, and obviously, you know, to teach them as well. So, you know, we do have the My Teaching Strategies curriculum. It's a creative based curriculum for the kids. You know, they're you know, obviously there's some academics in there, but, you know, there's a lot of creativity involved as well, and a lot of sensory as well, you know, and kids really get into that, especially at that age group.
Is that something where, let's say a kid gets enrolled in Head Start and the parents don't know that there is a learning disability at that point? They're 3 years old. Mm-hmm. They don't know yet. Is that something that might be identified at that age?
It could be. And we definitely, our teachers are communicative with the parents, of course, and we let the parents know how the child is doing. And, you know, for better or for worse, you know, we let them know, you know, just how they're developing and, you know, how they get along. And in some cases, like you said, you know, disabilities, you know, have been more on the forefront.
Right.
And really, I don't want to get too off track, but our policies and procedures have at least 10% of our overall enrollment are kids with some kind of disability.
Oh, yeah.
And that can be much higher than that,
right,
as well. And so we do have the school districts do assessments, whether that would be an individualized education report, and there's another one, individualized family development plan, I believe it is, as well for the very young kids. But for, you know, Lake Havasu area, IEP or individualized education report,
right,
would, you know, kind of give the assessment of what kind of disability the child might have. And for that, they would actually get points, you know, that would help,
yeah,
them potentially become part of our family.
It's becoming part of the norm now, the spectrum. I mean, mm-hmm, even I know a young 3-year-old in Vegas who's nonverbal, but he's super intelligent.
Right.
You know, but teachers identified him as being a possible spectrum candidate. And some folks, like if you listen to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., mm-hmm, you know, say the rate is about 33% to 35% right now, mm-hmm, with young kids entering school age. So anyway, what about qualifications to be a Head Start teacher? What do you have? What do you need diploma wise?
Okay. Diploma wise, to become a teacher, you would need at minimum an associate's degree in early childhood education or child development.
Oh.
At minimum. And you can also, on that same minimal spectrum, I guess you can say,
mm-hmm,
you could have an associate's degree in a related field that isn't one of those two.
No kidding.
And coursework equivalent to a major, 18 credit hours, relating, of course, to early childhood education. And you would need previous experience teaching preschool age children as well. The preferred spectrum, you would have to have a bachelor's degree in those same areas, child development or early childhood education. We're looking for that. We're also looking for preferably 4 years experience in working in the field of early childhood education.
Sure.
And with federal grants. So those are the things we look at as far as the teacher is concerned.
Well, wait, what do you mean, and with federal grants, as far as them being able to
apply? Like in a program that has federal grants, like our
program. Okay.
Right, in a program.
But not
I'm
a
so
hands-on
sorry.
Grant
program. Exactly.
I
no,
got you.
Not, yeah, not the hands-on.
Okay.
My apologies for misspeaking that. Just in a program with federal grants.
I don't know if you misspoke it. It was just how I understood it.
Right.
So.
Well, chances are, if you misunderstood it, then probably half, if not all the listeners that are listening to us now probably
That's
did.
Possibility.
So it's worth definitely
right.
clarifying.
Just for my edification, do you have teachers that are full-time, part-time, that are with you all the time, like all year round?
Year round, it is full-time teachers, generally speaking. The part-time option is here in Lake Havasu as a whole, but generally speaking, what we would prefer would be full-time.
But what I mean is, do you have them on staff?
Oh, I see.
Year after year after year.
It just depends. Typically, yes. For the most part, we do. In the summer months, since Head Start is essentially closed for the summer, you know, we have a temporary layoff period. And so we invite the teachers back and the staff back that have that temporary layoff period,
right,
you know, because we want them to be able to, you know, have opportunities to, you know, find other temporary, I guess you can say, means for that period of time, which would generally be about a month, maybe 6 weeks.
My temporary means would be going on a cruise or a drive across America.
Right.
Seriously. Especially if my payment was, if my salary was deferred like that, you know, which happens in a lot of school systems.
But generally they would come back. We would invite them back, and for the most part we'd retain a lot of the staff. But there's some that choose to move on as well. Again, you know, the teaching situation in particular, you know, the teaching realm is very fluid. And, you know, there's just a great need across the country, let alone WACOG Head Start.
All right. Well, there's a reference to school in this song, Walk This Way, right?
Yes.
Talking about the locker room and teachers. And all right, Speak Out will continue in a moment. We're with Rob Fram, Family and Community Engagement Specialist from the Western Arizona Council of Governments. I'm going to give away some Havasu Regional Orchestra tickets. I'll give you up to four if you give me a call, 928-854-5687-928-854-KNTR. The show is this weekend on Sunday, 3 p.m. Havasu Performing Arts Center up at the high school. Adults are $10. Kids and students are free. And I'll save you $40, man. I'll save you $40. If you want four tickets, I'll give them to you. I'll give them to you. All right. And it's LHRO Big Band and Ensembles is the show. Art Swanson is the conductor. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. That's when Aerosmith was Aerosmith right there, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, that's when Aerosmith was, they were a gritty, nasty, ugly band out of Boston. Just a great, and Steven Tyler, believe it or not, used to play drums when
wow.
he was coming. Yeah, he's a very good drummer, or was before he was a lead singer. And so he gets all that rhythm on stage the way he does.
Kind of like a Phil Collins.
Yeah, a little
in
bit.
In a sense.
But he's not even known for being a drummer now.
Right.
Phil Collins, you know
him. He was
him
known for it, yeah.
But when you see Genesis live in concert or back in the day in the 80s, Phil was more of a front man. Chester Thompson was back on drums. So Chester played right-handed, Phil played left-handed, and they faced their drum sets towards each other. It was actually pretty cool.
Awesome.
When I saw him, anyway. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Springburg Wealth Management by Mojave Community College. We'll be talking about MCC here in a second. SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place. Providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. And don't forget, shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. It's all about local because small business is kind of a big deal. We were talking off the air about the Phoenix Suns. We're on the All-Star break right now. I didn't even watch the All-Star game, but I heard it was well over. I don't know. Last score I heard was like 164 to 130, and I was like, are they playing defense today?
Right. So, I think they just care about not getting hurt
right.
and not giving it
right.
their all. So it doesn't make me want to watch
no.
the All-Star game. But at the same time, you got to understand that, I understand that, what they're trying to do.
But you asked me a question about the Suns that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. My take on the Suns right now, well, if Bradley Beal can stay healthy, that would be great for the big three. But the irony, as you pointed out off the air, is Kevin Durant is more or less, you know, carrying this team. And he's the injury-prone one.
Yes.
That's the weird part. But I would like to see this team play under Monty Williams mm-hmm. instead of Frank Vogel.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a viable argument, and I have also mentioned that I think they mortgaged too much of their future to get the players
yeah.
they have now. They're great players.
Especially
don't get me wrong.
KD's like, what, two number one draft picks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Two or three.
And then you give up McCall Bridges, probably your best defender.
Right.
Suns not traditionally known for defense.
Yeah.
And you get a defender and then you, anyway.
Yeah, Bridges was a great player.
As a fan, it's a little frustrating.
Yeah, Bridges, there was a couple other players that are gone too that went to Brooklyn or Minnesota or both. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the Suns return to action Thursday against Dallas. That's on the road. And then they go just a bit south to Houston for Friday's game at 6. And then on Sunday, they're back home against the Lakers for a 1 o'clock matinee. That'll be cool. We'll see how interested LeBron is with all the news surrounding him right now, leaving L.A. to go to what, to Golden State? Is that what I heard?
Potentially, but that doesn't make sense because no. L.A. is L.A. It's one of the biggest markets in the country. And
but they have no, they didn't do anything before the trade deadline, and he's frustrated. I get it. You know, I'm LeBron James, but whatever. Anyway, I'm not a big LeBron fan. You know, I'm a huge Jordan fan when you fall either way. So let's talk about MCC. What is, you have in the notes MCC cohort. What does that mean?
Basically, we've teamed up with Mojave Community College. Actually, we are on the verge of having an online course or courses, I should say. The cohort would be people within the WACOG Head Start family. We're talking either employees that are, let's say, teachers or assistant teachers or the like, or our parents that would get in and first things first would actually fit the bill for the scholarship for them to take these classes for free in terms of getting a degree in early childhood education, whether that would be a CDA credential or whether that would be an associate's degree. That's what we're looking at right now. In the future, it could actually become, at some point, maybe even a bachelor's degree. But there's just a whole list of courses that I have here, and I wish I had more than one copy of the schedule. But everything starts in March, March 11th, and we have classes that go, I think, roughly maybe 50 days each class, and then we move on to the next class. And we have it scheduled out through 2025. We're looking at expanding it into 2026. Again, this is just a free opportunity for our staff members that would like to get a degree that may not have a degree, or, again, our parents. And it's mostly our parents and families because we want to better them, and this is one opportunity for them to get that betterment, to get that higher education. It's free of charge if they qualify, and, again, there's a qualification process, and this is something that we need to get off that we're getting off the ground here fairly quickly. So we're working on actually putting together right now an advertisement plan by the end of the week, getting it out to our centers, getting it out to our parents to make it known to them that they have this opportunity, but they're also going to have to enroll in this as well. But we're going to start everything off with English 101.
I was going to say two of those classes are 101 and 102, mm-hmm. English 101 and 102. And some of the more advanced placement students in high school might already have those. You might already be on your way if you want to get it's early childhood education, ECE, right?
Yes.
If you want to get that ECE degree with it. Now, where does WACOG play the part in that? It says a WACOG AA and ECE.
Okay, so where we play a part in it is that, you know, I've been working with, and I've been, I guess, the point person with Lucinda Lugers, she happens to be the Dean of Arts and Sciences, for Mojave Community College.
Okay.
And it's worth noting, too, just to kind of give her some props, she was involved in Head Start for a number of years. She has a heart for Head Start. And so she just wholeheartedly agreed to team up with us. And essentially, Mojave Community College is providing the instructor. They're providing the courses. First things first is providing the scholarship. What we're doing is providing the students. We're providing, you know, the people on staff that want to further their education.
I see.
We're providing the parents that want to get a degree. Because many of our parents, again, are at risk and wouldn't be able to afford something like this.
But the nice part about that, when I look at that schedule that you have, is you have classes that are scheduled all the way through next year as part of that curriculum. But then if you already have your English 101 or your English 102, you know, I mean, I got mine years ago. I went through those classes. You might be able to get a little lighter schedule For the first part of that curriculum right there.
Correct. Absolutely. And I think the key to it, again, is once we have, because this schedule right here is more or less tentative, but it's somewhat ironclad. This is what we're planning on doing.
Okay.
But we have at least one tentative instructor lined up for this, and likely going to be multiple ones. That's essentially being done as we speak through Mojave Community College. But again, this is just a free opportunity to get an education, and that is invaluable because
right.
I think you and I had to pay, unless you had a scholarship.
No.
Our way through school.
I'm a little too short to play for the Running Rebels.
Yeah. And really, for the most part, I mean, we know that education prices,
right.
like everything else, has gone up.
Right.
And for someone to have an opportunity like this, especially someone who's at risk, is just... It's a game changer. It really is. It gives them a foothold on higher education and a better life overall.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, one last topic, ERSEA, which is E-R-S-E-A. Okay. There's changes to ERSEA. What does ERSEA mean?
Well, potential changes. These are changes that we're looking at. I'll give you just a few. But ERSEA is essentially eligibility, recruitment, selection, enrollment, and attendance.
Oh.
That is the vehicle that we... have our families run through from the time they go out and apply through the whole enrollment process.
For Head Start.
Mm. Up until they actually attend, you know, our program.
Sure.
So it pretty much governs how we do things overall. And we've talked about it in episodes past. But just to give you some of the changes that we're looking at making, in regards to attendance, we are looking at changing the policy and procedure that we have in place where if you have 4 unannounced absences or unexpected absences, and if we can't get a hold of the parent, then traditionally speaking, this is before the pandemic, mind you, we could consider that slot vacant if you have 4 consecutive absences. But that has changed because of the pandemic. We've given a lot more leeway because we've told people, stay home, stay away, go home. Be safe. Now we're telling people, post-pandemic, come back. Come back.
That's got to be difficult.
There is some difficulty with that even to this day. And absences are not just an issue with us, but an issue across the country, across the board.
I mean, let's be realistic. Head Start is not something that's going to happen hybrid. It's just not. You're not going to sit a kid in front of a 3- to 5-year-old kid or 3- and 4-year-old in front of a computer screen and teach them hybrid. Or are you?
That would be extremely difficult.
Yes,
because, again,
it would.
At that age, those kids are movers and shakers, literally speaking.
Instructor, you'd have to have a teacher that's literally as animated as Bozo the Clown, you know, or SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So what we're looking at with this, the changes we're looking at is potentially either extending it or looking at different circumstances. What are the circumstances to these absences and having differentiations based on the circumstances of why this family's absent? So that is one thing we're looking at. The other thing with eligibility, we have mentioned a number of times that if you have some kind of public assistance, there is no need to provide any W-2s or any other financial documentation. That's not changing. However, what we're looking at is someone has, say they have SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Right.
If they're on that, they would need to, in the future, this is not now, they can provide their card front and back and be fine with it, but we're looking to make it to where they need to provide some kind of official documentation, usually a DES document that would say, okay, so-and-so family is on SNAP coverage from February 2024 to January 2025.
We'll streamline the process, make it easier
to get into Head Start. Instead of us having to call SNAP to verify if that family's still covered, we can see right there that they are.
And all the income verification and that, you're good to go.
Right,
that,
pretty
that's
much.
What you're
pretty
saying,
much good
pretty
to
much.
Go.
Yeah.
So that has not made its change. That change hasn't happened yet,
but we're
looking at that. We're looking at that.
Nice.
Also, the eligibility process, something we're looking at making official is that we want to be preventative of conflict of interest. So say you work at Head Start and you have a kid that is 3 years of age and you're looking to get him in there or her in there, but you work for Head Start and you want them to go to the center you're working at. Instead of going through the process of running that application through that center, because there'd be a conflict of interest in your part, we'd run it directly through our office. It would go through me, essentially. This is again, this is subject to change, but again, what we're looking to do is make sure that whoever family member that might be working for us has a child or grandchild or niece or nephew or what have you in the program is not involved.
Okay.
And for that matter, for myself as well, I have a four-year-old. Say I wanted to get her in Head Start. Well, I have to be completely hands-off, out of the process, out of the loop altogether. So we're looking at making changes in that regard
gotcha.
As well.
What sports are you teaching her so far? The four-year-old.
The four-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get them into soccer.
Yeah.
I tried getting them to watch the Super Bowl. They watch a few minutes and go, okay, I'm done.
They wanted to turn into the Nickelodeon version?
You know, I heard about that version. I didn't catch that, but
yeah.
No, they didn't know about that.
When the end zone is the slime zone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. Anyway, they like it. So, and it gets them engaged, right?
That helps.
Did we cover everything, Rob? I'm hoping.
I think we just about got it covered, yeah.
All right, perfect. So we'll see you in a couple months.
That sounds good, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Rob Fram, Family and Community Engagement Specialist with WACOG. More Aerosmith as we go to break. Rob, drive safe back to Yuma or wherever in Mojave County that you're going before you head back to Yuma.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
No worries. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, coming up next, Speak Out 2.0. We're expecting Wayne Colburn from the Needles Chamber to come in and talk about the golf tournament that's coming up. And Eric Fox from ProFit Kitchen. Don't forget the number, 234-343-1065. That's KNTR Talk up in Bullhead City is on 106.5. So that part's easy to remember, 234-343-1065. And don't forget about the 21st annual Bluegrass on the Beach Festival. That is March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We'll have an interview with Danny Stewart Productions. That's Krista and Danny Stewart from Danny Stewart Productions, recorded yesterday. We'll have it on Monday following Buster Johnson. All right, have a great rest of the day. I'm Paul Lavoie, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.